Get ready to enter the Thrive Time Show.
It's a Thrive Time Show on the radio. Yes, it is. Oh, yeah. It's all about you.
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 Yeah.
Say we bring the boom.
All right, Thrive Nation, welcome back to a special edition of the Thrive Time Show on your radio. What we're doing today, we're answering the tough questions that you, the listeners, have emailed us to info@thrivetimeshow.com. And we have one Thriver up in New York who asks the hard-hitting question that I'm going to start by asking Wes Carter, the legal question. But then I'm going to ask Dr. Z from an entrepreneurial perspective, how would you handle it? And then for Marshall as a business coach, how would you handle it? So I'm going to be the interviewer, and I'm ready to interrogate you.
Let's do it.
Here we go. How do I move my company from one state to another legally, from New York to Connecticut?
Well, there's several ways, a couple different ways to do it. But let me tell you what I think is the easiest, cheapest, best, most efficient way.
Oh, that's a good way.
And that's just to register your business to also do business in another state. Every state has a process. You file some paperwork with the Secretary of State. Say, hey, my New York corporation's coming to Connecticut to party, and that's pretty much all you have to do to have authority to do business there. There may be some tax filings to register for an accountant things, but you can change your official state from state. But the simplest way, unless there's a good reason not to do it, is just keep your home state and also do business in another state.
Keep your home state and also do business in another state. That's the move.
That's the move.
Now, here's a second move I'll pile on. I'm going to Dr. Z here, okay? And again, the scenario is if you have a business and you want to move it to another state, or maybe open another location in another state.
I mean,
a lot of people have asked me over the years, and I said, you got to ask Z. They've asked, how come Dr. Z hasn't opened up optometry clinics in other states? You know, so I want to pick his brain on that. But I'd recommend that you always would have an attorney before you need one.
Yes.
So what I would recommend you do, and I want to ask you, Wes, the mechanics of this. If I'm listening to this show and I don't have an attorney, but I want to make sure I have a relationship with somebody like you before I need you to see if I like you, you know, to see if you guys at wintersking.com can actually handle my legal needs, do they have to pay a retainer? Do they schedule a meeting with you? How does somebody say, you're my guy, I want you to be my attorney? Because as an entrepreneur, as Z and I know, you're always going to get sued or something weird's going to happen. You want to have an attorney before you need one.
Well, many firms like our firm, you can call us at 918-494-6868 or, like you said, wintersking.com. Take a free 15-minute consultation, see if we get along, see if we seem to be a good fit. And there's no retainer that you have to pay up front to say, next time I need you, I'm going to call you. And it's an easy way to check out your attorney, make sure that you're comfortable using them and that they understand what you're going to need.
Now, when you say check out your attorney, I mean, is it you sort of looking at them at a table silently while you prejudge each other? Do you go out to lunch? Do you rent a movie?
I'm not talking about physical attraction, but, you know, you need to make sure you're comfortable, that your attorney is competent to do what you need him to do. And it helps, to be honest, if you like your attorney. If you grow your business, you're going to spend a lot of time talking and being with your attorney.
And it helps if your attorney's firm has represented Joel Osteen, T.D. Jakes, Joyce Meyer. It helps.
That helps me in the conversation, make sure that people can trust me.
So, Zohan, why have you
chosen... Hold on.
Oh, whoa, wow.
So... I pictured something like that, but that's just, you know, was that a rabbit trail?
If only I could say is, never gonna dance again. My guilty feet have got no rhythm. It just, that song is so good.
So good.
Okay, so now we're going back to Uzi. If you're opening up your company in another city or state, so you,
right.
Let's say that your optometry clinic is rocking, and it is. Uh-huh. And you could look into opening up another state, and you've probably had that discussion.
Yes.
Why have you decided not to move into another state when you already have a very successful two-location optometry clinic? Or why haven't you opened up a third or fourth location?
That's a very good question. Now, there's about three reasons, and I'll break them down for
Come
you.
Come on, break them down.
One, you know, I was the president of iMart Express, and I opened up 24 stores across the country the year that I was the president there. And that was the only job I've ever been fired by from, by the way. That's,
Did you get fired for what? What did you fire for? Quick summary.
Quick summary. Oh, gosh.
Come on.
Quick summary. I didn't get along with some of the people in the home office.
Okay. This just
I was 30 years old, didn't get along with them.
Back to you.
But every state I opened up in had different laws governing optometry.
Right.
And so we had to learn those. We had to find the hoops we had to jump through, and then we had to jump through those hoops in order to open up an iMart in Florida or Idaho or Texas or Oklahoma or Missouri
or wherever but we Rhode up. Island. No one ever opens up there. They incorporate there, but nobody ever opens.
Delaware, this is where everybody opens.
I'm seeing. There's all these little small states. So I see it's where it's like they'll set up little rules. So it's like let's go ahead.
It's
and
like
register
Ireland
in
with
Delaware,
the corporate tax things. You know, they're only 12.5%.
Let's not put our business there. Let's register there.
Okay, so I've done it, and it was a lot of time on the road. You know, you got to go. You got to find a place. You got to hire some people. You got to build out.
You got to learn
have a grand
to speak
opening.
Texan.
You've got to, yeah. So there's a
hey, man. I'll tell you.
You're
what,
away
man.
From your home quite a bit. My kids were young. And I said to myself, instead of growing more optometry clinics, what I'm going to do is grow other businesses within Tulsa so I can stay here and diversify.
I'm sorry. I didn't recall having Dr. Dobson on as a guest here on this
that's
episode
okay.
of
that's,
Focus
that's,
on the Family.
That's what I did.
I feel like a lot of times people think that because you're a top-level entrepreneur, you've never made those sacrifices and trade-offs. As a result, you say, look, pragmatically, I could make boatloads of cash. You could have got the funding. Mm-hmm. You could have mm-hmm. made it happen. You knew how to do it. Mm-hmm. But you made a trade-off. And you focused on the family, but because
right.
you don't have a billboard that says, hi, I'm Dr. Zellner, I focused on my family by not opening up in your city.
Right.
People assume you must be a tyrannical entrepreneur, and the people always think that because you don't advertise those trade-offs. And I say, job well done, friend.
Well, thank you. And the reason I don't have more than two within Oklahoma, within Tulsa area, is that there is a rule in the bylaws of optometry in Oklahoma that states if you have more than two, you can have more than two, but you have to treat them as if they were a commercial entity, i.e. the doctor is separate than the optical. You've seen it like a lens crafters. You've walked through the mall. You've seen it.
So how do you do it?
Point.
How would you get around it? What would be the loophole?
Well, that's what's the, so if you go above two, you've got to do one of two things. You've got to either go into the court system and fight them because it's a rule, not a law. I mean, it's a until a judge says that's not drop the gavel and say that's not right. Okay,
right.
Which is a fight in the court system,
which sounds fun.
Well, it is what it is. But and then number two, it's one of those things where if I can only have two, and so I have a competitive advantage over. Industry over optometries that have to do that because I can bundle my packages. You know, they can't. In other words, the eye doctor is separate than the optical. So that's why I didn't go more than two because of the rules of the land. I didn't open up in other states because I wanted to be home and raise my kids. Okay, so that's why I did other businesses because
yes.
I had that entrepreneur spirit, wanted to grow my empire.
Other businesses all
so,
within Tulsa.
Boom, boom.
Oh.
And then that also allowed me to use my name that I had built up in Tulsa to help boost, to help get a competitive edge in those other businesses.
See, I mean this in the most humble way. You're kind of a big deal. When you go out
oh,
to dinner, people
stop
will
it.
See they'll see the credit card, you swipe the card, and they're
stop
like,
it.
Zohan? Is this the guy who can do a double leg kick while standing?
Zohan?
The barber? The
yeah.
former Israeli military guy turned military? Turned barber, turned. Have you seen the movie? Have
for
you
those,
seen the movie?
Yes, I've seen the
Marshall,
movie.
Marshall, I was waiting for you to help
I've
me there.
I've
have you seen it.
It? I've seen it.
Okay, so if you watch Adam Sandler, he was a, and originally he was a part of the Israeli military, according to the show, and he left his career to become a
hairdresser
barber,
in New York.
A hairdresser. And I've been given the nickname Zohan.
Because of my love, which is not true, because of my love of Adam Sandler. He's an actor that I don't really care for.
Would you even classify him as an actor or just a word sayer?
He, you know, sometimes I wonder, I go back and forth on who the world's best actor is. It's either Keanu Reeves or Adam Sandler. And I go back and forth on that.
It's
often,
tough.
But
often.
Sandler's making a ton of money at that new Netflix deal. Ton of money.
God bless him. I mean, that, you know, just goes to show you, sometimes being clever is better than being better.
Yeah.
Oh, now Marshall, if you were coaching with a client and you got a minute here, hot seat.
Hot seat.
And they said, I'm moving my company from New York to Connecticut. What would you do?
I got a power bomb, a power move.
Power bomb move.
Power bomb move. Okay, Brian Tracy, one of the best-selling self-help authors out there. He says this.
Okay.
No one lives long enough to learn everything they need to learn starting from scratch.
Oh, come on now.
To be successful, we add absolutely positively have to find people who have already paid the price to learn the things that we need to learn to achieve our goals. So what I would advise my clients to do is hire somebody like Wes Carter, hire an attorney, hire somebody that knows the laws ins and outs to help you
make
that transition.
But I watched a lot of YouTube, and I have some ideas about how the law should work.
But what you need to do is you need to do it correctly. So make sure that you hire somebody that knows what they're doing.
Ooh, okay. Marshall, yet again, one-ups everybody.
That's no fun.
You mean Judge Judy's not a reliable source?
That's not
speaking of
my not, Uncle Fred.
Speaking of not Judge Judy, on the next segment, we're going to answer all of the questions that you have sent in, Thrive Nation. Our next question is, should I work with my wife?
Ooh. You all have a wish and we all want to win, but we cannot begin without self-discipline. If you fall on your face, get yourself up again. Attach yourself to goals.